Recovery 101, yeah, with your hosts Bruce, Shelley, and Mark. They want to talk with you, joke with you, and tell you the facts. They want to see you in recovery, working those steps. And when you're through, they want to chat with you. Put down the jack in the crack and take a step on back and go to a meeting and keep coming back. And then tune to recovery101.net. And when you're through, they want to joke with you.
Hey, I'm Dr. Drew, and you are listening to Recovery 101.
Thank you to Courtney for our marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for any of the A's.
No A's?
No A's. No B's.
No C's.
No C's. We don't speak for Al-Anon or any of the AA and AOA, all those other fellowships.
All that stuff.
We don't even speak that well for ourselves. Shelley is making herself some kind of soup, of which she's poured 12 pounds of salt into it. Shelley eats more salt lately.
It was not 12 pounds of salt.
Than anyone I've
it
ever seen.
It was a sprinkle.
Yeah, she's a saltaholic. If you met Lot's wife, you'd be in heaven. Was that right? Oh, I got a biblical reference correct.
Would it turn into a lesbian relationship?
Be a big salt lick.
A lot of licking.
Big salt lick. By the way, yes. Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B., as always, with
Shelley.
And Mark.
Salt lick.
Shelley's a salt licker.
Wow.
Whoa, okay now.
There's women all over the country going, I could do that. I'm going to pour some salt on down there. Sweet.
See, and it's still not salty enough.
What is it you're imbibing?
Cream of chicken soup.
Oh. Well, there you go.
You could use something a little salty.
I can assist.
Okay, can we move on now?
Wow.
Yikes.
Well.
I meant salt. What are you talking about?
Salt as well.
I'm not sure what you were talking about, but I could see the little hamster wheel going in his head.
Salt as well. Salt as well, mixed with other fine products.
Yes.
Protein. Anyway, it's time for the boozy news. And the news not fit for booze. Fortunately, my name's not Easy Johnson.
It's not easy.
Early.
Oh.
Your name
my name might be
Johnson.
Easy Johnson.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
Okay, let's see.
What do you got for us now?
Well, that's a big-ass story right there.
Yeah, this story, I can't believe there wasn't more of an outcry over this. At Fort Leavenworth, Kansas.
There's a prison there.
There's a prison there. There's military prison there. Nidal Hassan, perhaps some of you might remember that name.
Yep.
He was the guy who was behind the Fort Hood massacre.
Yep. The bearded one.
Yes, the bearded one. He's the one that got the commendation from Osama bin Laden. He has a framed letter in his cell at Leavenworth from Osama bin Laden congratulating him on the successful slaughter of dozens of infidels.
I'm going to go out on a limb here and say, why is that okay to have on the wall? You're a prisoner.
Yeah, your country is no longer free.
Yeah. So anyway, interestingly enough, he was just promoted to lieutenant colonel in a ceremony at the gathering room of Fort Leavenworth prison yesterday.
Where's our country, and how can we get it back?
And was given a Legion of Merit certificate from his superiors at the Darnell Army Medical Center.
Why?
He has slipped through the cracks, apparently.
Oh, my God.
When you are in the military for a certain amount of time, and you enter at a certain level or whatever, you get automatic promotions. Provided you don't have any
You know, provided you haven't killed everyone on your base?
Blots on your record.
Wouldn't this be a blot?
I would think
I
so.
I would think it would be a blot.
When all the paperwork started getting pushed through, apparently the pencil pushers didn't recognize his name and put him through for the lieutenant colonel.
Even you guys recognized his name.
Yes, and it was never checked. It was never caught. So the day came around when they were doing the promotion ceremonies, and oh, well, one of our promotees is at Leavenworth.
Wouldn't it be
cool if they did the ceremony.
Wouldn't it be cool if they promoted him and then put him in front of a firing squad on the same day?
That would be awesome.
Hung the medal over his heart.
He got
and
elevated.
Blew holes in the target.
Here's your target, boys. You're about to be elevated, Mr. Hassan.
I can't even tell you how shocked I am.
I'm just
that story. That's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. And
did our president go pin the medal on him?
I don't think so.
Why would that not
surprise
me?
No, it didn't say that. What's his name? Barack Obama.
Commander Nanny.
Yes. Standard practice in the Army is to award soldiers a permanent change of station award that reflects the sum total of their contributions.
Oh, he has a change of station.
Send
him
to hell.
And technically, his move to Leavenworth was considered a permanent change of station.
Oh, my God.
Which is why he got the Legion of Merit Award.
Where is our country, and how can I get it back?
That's like the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. You'd think that when the guys go to do the ceremony to promote him, they're like, wait a minute. Why is he here? Oh, he's here for killing a bunch of people at Fort Hood.
Let's make a call. Can we make a call on this first?
Yeah.
Oh, there was a protest outside, but it wasn't a widely publicized story.
Of course
so,
not.
You know, because the Army doesn't want to admit, oh, we goofed.
Well, I get that, but you'd think at the last second they could say, oh, yeah, well, don't do that.
Because PMSNBC isn't going to cover that one.
You'd think that the camp commandant would say, hey, you can't promote that guy. He's in here for murder.
A fellow
soldiers. Lord.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we can move on to Germany now. Klaus Dieter Stellmacher.
Are those three names or just one long?
Well, it's actually two names with a hyphen and then a last name.
Is this a drug thing?
No, but it... Oh. Could be a booze thing.
Okay.
He was on the way home from a bar.
I'd say it was a booze thing.
But it doesn't say he was drunk. He's a handicapped man, and he wasn't driving a car. He was on his way home from a bar. He's 63 years old. When he zoomed past police officers in their car.
How did he zoom past them?
Well, he was in his little go-kart, you know, the little... Because he's disabled.
His hover
around. So he has one of those, you know, hover around cars or whatever. He's on the way home. The police officer pulled him over saying that he exceeded the legal 6 kilometer per hour speed limit for those vehicles.
That's slow.
They're supposedly only supposed to go 6 kilometers per hour. That's slow. It's supposed to be the top speed on those things.
Put a 4-barrel carb on it.
And Stellmacher assumed that since that was the legal top speed, that was how fast he was going. He was actually going 12 kilometers per hour.
Twice the legal limit.
And it was confirmed that the vehicle, that the little hover around, could go that fast. The interesting part of the story is that the officer then told him that he, because his vehicle was going faster than the legal limit, that he would then have to continue his journey on foot and push his cart. He's disabled.
He's a handicapped guy?
He can't walk.
Oh, my God.
Whoops.
Yes.
That's a little sensitivity training coming up here for the German officers?
Yeah, you think so?
You would think.
Obviously, the elderly gentleman, he's not really elderly, he's 63.
He's middle-aged.
He's middle-aged. He is seeking the advice of an attorney, or whatever they call them in Germany.
A barrister.
And the police have referred the matter to the mayor, which is, I guess, how they do it there.
There you go. Idiots.
Stupid study.
Oh, I love them.
Out of England, at the Center for Addiction and Mental Health, the new study shows that alcohol is the third leading cause of the global burden of disease in industry.
Of what? Disease and industry?
I'm sorry, injury, not industry. I was a little late. I'm getting tired.
Well, the first two.
The first two, actually, it doesn't say. Oh, traffic accidents and cancer.
How many of the traffic accidents are alcohol related?
I don't know. Maybe they separated those out. It doesn't say in the study. But I'm wondering, you know, we keep getting these stupid studies, and I'm wondering why people keep putting money into something that we already have the answer to.
Yeah, I mean, how much study could that be? You just go pull up the stats online.
What's the answer, Shelley?
The answer is, I don't know.
The answer
people
is
have
they should
too much
be,
money.
The answer is they should be giving us money, and then I'll just go look it up online and send them the results.
Yeah, heck, I'd do it for a Starbucks card.
Okay.
You wouldn't have to spend all that money.
I think you're aiming too low.
What?
A Starbucks card? You know these guys got like 50,000 pounds or something.
It doesn't say how much the study cost.
Well, $20,000 Starbucks card.
There you go.
It doesn't say how much the study costs, so I don't know. They did say that alcohol consumption has been found to cause more than 200 different diseases and injuries.
Cause diseases?
Yeah, that's what it says.
Well, wet brain.
That's what it says. In Israel, we're going to Israel now.
Okay.
There's a new TV channel. Dog TV.
Is this one that entertains the dog while you're gone to work?
Yes.
Wait.
We've reported this.
Wait a minute.
Well, it's a new was the.
It's new in Israel?
Wait.
New in Israel, I guess.
How about this?
What?
Does this harken back to anyone from the movie Scrooged, where the guy says that he wants to get, you know, that dogs and cats are like this big untapped resource of watchers? He's like, maybe the guy could, like, dangle string off his finger to keep the cats interested. I mean, that's how stupid this is. So what does it do? I mean, what do they do on the TV show?
The creator of it, Ron Levy, the idea actually developed because his cat Charlie inspired him, because the cat would go and, like, bat at things on the TV and watch the TV. And then he realized he was feeling guilty because he left his dog by himself all day and thought maybe the dog needed to do something. So he thought, why not make a television channel to entertain dogs? Apparently, everyone in Israel is talking about it, and the channel is a big hit. I'm wondering how many people actually sit and watch dog TV.
I was just thinking that same thing.
You know what it is? It's that one show they have on in the afternoon, Nine Lives to Live.
Is that for cats, though?
The soap opera, yeah, Nine Lives to Live.
I thought it might be.
So are the dogs of our lives.
I get the the human whisperer.
General Animal Hospital.
Nice.
How to manipulate your owner in three easy steps.
Yeah, I wonder how many stoners are sitting around going, dude, let's go check out the dog channel, man.
dude,
badass.
Dude, those biscuits look pretty good, man. Let me go down to PetSmart and buy some of those.
Okay, we have a hero alert.
I was just wondering about the dog porn channel.
Oh, my God. It's starring Marilyn Chambers or Linda Lovelace.
Yeah.
Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Okay.
Tim Harris is the hero of the week, and he falls under the category of what is wrong with you if this guy can do this? You're sitting around on your mother's couch doing nothing.
Stoners.
He is the owner of a restaurant in Albuquerque. He's wanted to own a restaurant since he was 14 years old. He welcomes all his customers with a smile, and the store's motto is officially breakfast, lunch, and hugs. They have an electric little counter thingy that keeps track of the number of hugs that Tim has given out. The number stands currently at 32,000.
Wow.
He is quoted as saying, sometimes customers get sad. I give them a hug and they feel better. The hugs are way more important than the food because food is just food. Now, why does this make this heroic? Tim Harris has Down syndrome. And all he has wanted to do his whole life was open a restaurant. His parents helped him to achieve his goal, getting loans and things like that. And he runs the restaurant himself.
Wow.
And I'm sorry, but if a man with Down syndrome can run a freaking restaurant, you can get off your butt and go work at McDonald's.
You would think.
I think that's pretty heroic. He doesn't let anything stop him.
I would be willing to bet that since I've been sober, I've given way more than 32,000 hugs.
Hugs, not drugs.
You know, if you go to a meeting and you hug, say, 10, 12 people at a meeting.
Yep.
And you do a meeting, you know, 300 and something a year.
Yeah, but you hug them when you get there, and you hug them when you leave.
That's true. It's probably more like 20.
Yeah.
How come I'm not the hero of the week?
And then if you're the chip person.
If you're the chip person, you're rocking.
Yeah.
Or the greeter.
Yeah.
Every morning while he's walking into work, he sets the tone for his employees by doing his personal dance party in the parking lot. It's the dance of magic, he says.
I think I want to see it. I want to see it.
Party in his
You
pants.
Know what? I am pretty sure.
That's a magic.
Not that I would ever watch YouTube, but I'm pretty sure. I got to get this guy's name because I'm pretty
Tim
sure
Harris.
Someone has videoed this.
Tim Harris.
You know what? I gotta find it.
His happy dance.
Party in the parking lot.
His happy dance.
Yep. Let's see. I'm looking for, maybe this is in Sacramento, California.
From Bill?
This might have been from Bill. Shaolin Wen and his wife, Yuting Tan, were arrested. Actually, they were arraigned on charges that they collected hundreds of stolen smartphones from all over the country, then sold them in Hong Kong.
Are you sure her name wasn't Sum Ting Wong?
No, it's Yu Ting Tong. Yu Ting Tong.
Why does it sound like silverware falling out of the drawer?
Yu Ting Tong.
They made as much as $2,000 per smartphone.
What?
Wow.
Yeah, they made
I'll buy smartphones and send them over there.
They made a total of $4 million in 8 months
okay.
from stealing smartphones
good.
Wait.
And selling them.
Yeah, but...
Does this fall under the heading "we're doing it wrong" or something?
What's the
like
problem?
That?
No, here's what
because
I don't get.
Because smartphones, you can't get them in Hong Kong.
Yeah, so what's
yeah,
the problem?
But well, because they're stealing them. But here's the thing: if you can sell them for up to $2,000 per phone, why aren't you buying them at Metro PCS or something or Sprint, buying one for $200 and then making, you know,
times your money?
Yeah. Why would you need to steal
why hasn't
them?
Sprint figured this out yet?
Yeah, dude.
Okay, we're running over time, but
okay.
I got to do these last two.
Ah.
Tyree Carter from Wisconsin. We're in Wisconsin now. The Racine Public Library. He was caught masturbating in the library and was brought up on charges of lewd and lascivious behavior and disorderly conduct.
What is that disorderly?
He was openly masturbating in the library.
Yeah, but we've all done that.
Then when the police were called, he did it around 10:30 a.m. The employee reported the behavior, called the police. When the police came, they found him sitting calmly reading a book on the floor. The officer,
50 Shades of Grey?
Yeah, exactly.
The officer asked him if he knew why someone had called the police, and he said he had no idea, and then they explained. And he apologized for doing it and claimed that it was the first time he'd done it in public. And people unclear on the concept? I'm not exactly sure.
Was he reading something? Was he looking at pictures of, like, National Geographic?
It doesn't say in the story.
Was he sitting across the room watching the kitty story hour?
It doesn't say in the story. But interestingly enough, he was slapped with a $1,000 bond, which was paid, and he was released. But one of the conditions of his bond, and this was actually in the court documents, is that he has to stay out of all libraries on the face of the earth.
Wow.
And you know what? As a library worker, I totally agree with that. I have had to clean up the messes left behind by men in the library. And it ain't pretty. You're wearing, like,
ew,
gigantic rubber gloves. You got buckets of bleach water. It is not fun. I don't want to have to do it again. So, yes, Tyree, stay out of my flipping library.
So you don't want to spread literature?
Not to Tyree. Tyree is banned from all literature. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Why would you go rub one out at the library?
There is a certain group of men that have a fetish about libraries. That
no, they have a fetish
them.
About librarians.
I don't know. But when I was
working
at the...
So you should take solace in the fact that they're thinking of you while they're rubbing one out.
Ew. Oh, I'm so grossed out now. when I worked at the university library, it wasn't just something that happened once in a while. We all went ew. I mean, we had a rolling cart full of supplies to clean this stuff up.
Ew.
It happened all
weird,
the time,
man.
And it wasn't just spew. It was also pee and
look,
poo. I mean, people
well,
do gross things in the library.
I'm a pretty sexually adventurous guy, but I've never thought about rubbing one out in the library. I just haven't.
Well,
but now, that you've put that idea in my head.
And also flashing at the library, that's very common. Flashers come in. I was actually a victim of a flasher, and it took me a whole 15 minutes to stop laughing.
I was going to say, that's what you do.
Pointing. Yeah,
point
when you point and laugh.
Wow, is that all you got?
I started giggling, and then I started guffawing, and he kind of like shuffled off really fast. I thought, you know, somebody else is going to get really upset by this.
Didn't
so I went
you?
Down and told the campus officer. So they started scouring the building, and they didn't find him. And then the elevator doors across the lobby, as I was talking to the cop, open up, and he's in the elevator. And I said, there he is. There's the prick.
There's the what there is of him.
Is yeah. The prick.
So, yes, it was very adventurous.
So we have one more.
Strange things happen at the library. Oh, yeah, sorry, I could go on and on about that. In Beijing.
We have people that download in Beijing.
36-year-old restaurant owner, only identified in the story as Bai, B-A-I. He went into a convenience store. What?
First name good.
Good. Well, possibly, but I don't know. He went into a convenience store and shouted that he planned to rob it. He is quoted as saying, I am here to rob. Call the police. He kept shouting and insisted that the workers would call the police. Then, after they called the police, he bought a pack of cigarettes and went and smoked outside while he was waiting for the police to arrive. The reason why he did not have any intention of actually robbing the store but claimed he was going to rob the store because he wanted to get arrested to avoid his nagging wife.
I got to tell you, I'm missing what the charge would be.
No, he was released. After they determined that he actually didn't intend to rob the store, that he just wanted to get away from his wife.
Well, even if he intended to rob the store, he didn't. So there's no reason to arrest
him.
He
was threatening.
It's China, because here,
yeah.
I
they probably laugh at you and send you on your way.
They shoot you.
But in China,
I'm going to rob this store. Boom.
Yes, in China it's a bit different. But
yeah,
they
if you did that in a liquor store in Texas, they'd probably shoot you in the kneecap at least.
But how bad does your marriage have to be if you're willing to get arrested to get away from your spouse?
One of these days you're gonna get a call from me in the middle of the night. I'm at jail.
And I'll be like, have a good time.
Perfect.
Call Mark.
Yeah, really. Don't look at me. I'm not driving my ass down there. And that, after a very long time, is the end of the Boozy News.
The New Way Foundation Victory House AWARE program is a state-licensed and certified substance abuse treatment provider located in Burbank. The New Way Foundation has a 50-bed residential program for men 18 to 64 years of age without insurance and outpatient programs for both women and men. New Way is a nonprofit foundation that is partially funded by Los Angeles Substance Abuse Prevention and Control under the Public Health Department and provides affordable and effective treatment. For over 40 years, New Way has been located in walking distance from beautiful downtown Burbank, numerous parks, and major transportation lines. In comfortable settings, nearly the entire continuum of care is offered by state-registered and certified counselors and interns. Don't wait for an accident, arrest, or overdose to contact us. Help yourself or your loved ones find treatment and the joys of recovery. When your way doesn't work anymore, try the New Way. You can reach us at 818-842-9416 or on the internet at new-way-foundation.com, helping 25,000 people find a new way since 1967.
Recovery 101.
We're back.
Yes, we are.
Awesome. We have a topic.
We do.
As well.
We do.
Good for us.
I know.
The topic is, why continue? Why do we continue to
Shelley was just asked that question the other day.
Meetings.
Oh, no, that conversation took place a while back.
Shelley was just asked that question a while back.
Yeah. So how did that come up, Shelley?
I can pivot quickly here.
The question came up, as I explained on an earlier show, when my stepdaughter wanted to know why, after all this time, we keep going to meetings. You know, everything's fine. We're not drinking and using. So why are we still going to meetings all the time? It seems like, you know, a waste of time.
Why do you go to those classes? That's my favorite.
Yeah.
When
you
someone
still go to those, you those drug classes?
Someone doesn't really know about program. I've got a guy who hasn't texted me recently, but has texted me a bunch in the last month or so. So you still going to those classes? How's that working for you?
I'm graduating soon.
I got a call from a guy today. We were at lunch. I forgot about this. I get a call from an old buddy of mine, and it's like this. It's like, hey, what's up, man? I can't tell you. I can't say the name.
Yeah.
But yeah. It's Jimmy Reed, you know, whatever. The guy's name, you know. And I'm like, hey, what are you doing? He goes, would you be my sponsor? I'm like, well, if you quit drinking first, I will. And I told him to call me tomorrow. I said, don't drink and call me tomorrow. And he goes, and same kind of thing. You still go to those classes, right? Yeah. Yes, I do. So, Mark, why do you continue to go?
I went through a period of time where I didn't go.
Yeah, a big period.
Yeah, and
that's what allowed me to pass you in total number of meetings attended, I'm sure.
Yeah, but, and I go now because it makes my life better.
You go for the same reason you used to get loaded, to have fun?
Yeah, because it makes things better. But you get a period of time and I didn't go to meetings and I didn't get loaded. But
by the way, to the newcomer, not a great idea.
If you make that decision, you get 8 or 9 years and you want to make a decision not to go to meetings for a while, it's your decision.
Correct.
So get 8 or 9 years, then decide.
Then decide, yes.
Yeah. And if you don't drink or use for like a long time and then you come back, great. If you drink or use, it didn't work out for you.
Sponsor will be like, I haven't seen any meetings, lady. Mark said it was okay.
It's okay.
Because I was listening to Recovery 101.
It's okay. Don't go. And then if when you go back, you're still clean and sober, that's great. If you're not, it didn't work out for you so well.
No.
So you probably shouldn't do that again. So now get 8 or 9 years again and then keep going.
There you go.
So, you know, I mean, I ask myself that question sometimes. Why do I go? I have other things to do with my evenings. I might even have better things to do with my evenings. So why do I go?
That would be the $64 question.
Yeah. But yet I go. And I feel better.
Now, do you go because it's habit?
I go to see my friends.
That's a good reason. Almost 98% of my friends are in the program.
Yeah.
If I want to see them, I know where to find them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I also know that they'll be at Starbucks at night. But
I got about a 50-50 split, but I go to see my friends. I go to see how they're doing. I go to let them know how I'm doing. And it's pretty social. I mean, it's sort of like Katie's question from the last show. You know, because why do I go to meetings? What do I get out of them? I don't always know the answer to that.
Yeah. What about you, Shelley? You mentioned in the previous show your answer to our daughter, and you said, if people didn't hear that show, why do you continue to go?
Oh, so that things stay good, because she said everything's fine. Well, they need to stay that way. You know, once you get through the steps and everything, you get some time, things are going really well, you have to stay in the maintenance phase of the program, and part of the maintenance is continuing to go to meetings.
Now, how many meetings a week do you go to?
I'm at my minimum right now. I go about 2 a week. I am extremely reluctant to go to fewer than two a week.
I would think, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, because I used to go to more, but, you know, I hate to say it like this, but I got a life.
Life happens.
Yeah. Like, you know, my job expanded. I'm in the choir. I've got other activities that I want to do. I might like to spend an evening with my husband that doesn't involve sitting in a room and clapping at people. So, you know, that sort of thing. But yeah. Two is my minimum. And it's largely because I know the way, they say that self-knowledge doesn't cure us, but knowing a little bit about yourself can help you avoid some pitfalls. And for me, I know the way my mind works. If something isn't in front of me, it's in the back of my mind. It's on the back burner. So I have to keep it in front of me. I have to keep recovery in front of me. Otherwise, I start thinking about other things, and the disease will rear its ugly head, and I don't want to go there.
And by the way, you go to three every week.
What's the third one?
Right here, Recovery 101, baby.
This is not a meeting. If you need a meeting, you need to turn this off and go to a meeting.
Turn it up, baby.
Where two or more are gathered. Here we are. I do four a week. And one of them is a traveling meeting. And I'll tell you one of the things, and when people talk about the thing of, and Katie kind of alluded to this too, going to these meetings and getting old, and, you know, we do a traveling group. That's how we ended up at the meeting where Mark was on Friday, is every week we go to a new and different meeting that we have not gone to before. And
did you enjoy the meeting?
I enjoyed it. And cool. You know what always strikes me is when you go to a meeting like that, and I even shared about it that night, it's like, I don't know any of the, I know a couple people there, but I don't know most of those people, but I know them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I got it like in a second. There's a whole bunch of people in there that I could be friends with easy.
Yep.
And
I became fast friends there with a lot of people.
But it's kind of good for me to pick a meeting every week to go to that I don't know anybody yet. And we've found there's a number of meetings that we've gone to already that I'd have no problem going back to. And that's good. And just like you guys, the reason I go to meetings, why I continue to go is I don't want to get loaded anymore. I really don't. I just don't want to get loaded. And you know, you hear it all the time. I'm sure that everyone listening to this has gone to meetings, has heard it. Don't slack off on me. It's the number one reason why people go out. Well, the number one reason people go out is they get loaded. But the thing that
would
leads,
be far and away the number one reason.
The thing that leads up to it, you know, the prelapse.
Yeah. Stop doing the maintenance.
Is stop doing what you did to stay sober. I love it when someone like takes like a 90-day chip, and I go, hey, you know, if you do that three more times, you'll have a year. Just do whatever, you know. People say, oh, it's so hard to get a year. It's not. Do exactly what you did for 90 days. Do that three more times. You'll get a year. A piece of cake.
Part of it, the reason why I still make sure that I go to at least two meetings a week is because the reason why I suddenly have all this stuff is preventing me from going to the five or six meetings a week I used to go to, this wonderful life that I totally love now that I wouldn't give up for anything. Part of the reason the main reason I have it is because I learned how to live normally through the program. And it would be extremely unkosher of me to say, oh, well, thanks so long and thanks for all the fish. And because part of one of the things that you go there for, I've got a few years, is to give back.
True.
So if I get this wonderful bitch in life, I'm sober, everything's great for me, oh, that's wonderful. But I'm not doing anything for the person that I'm supposed to carry the message to, which is the purpose of being there, our primary purpose. So I have to do that.
Agreed.
You have to pay for your space on the planet.
You got to pay the piper, baby. We're like lemmings.
You know, it's funny what Shelley shared, the meeting you and I were in last week. One of the last guys to shared about the fact that he remembers sitting in the rooms when he was new and people sharing about the stuff they had. And he said, he was sitting there listening to them going, oh, my God, I can't do this. I'll never get that stuff. You know, I'm just a dope addict. I'll never get there. He goes, and now here it is, I'm there, and I'm the guy sharing that.
And I got stuff.
And I got stuff.
Reminds me of George Carlin.
Did
a comedy
house,
bit called Stuff.
Yep.
And he's like, I have so much stuff, I need a place to keep extra stuff.
Yeah.
I never thought I'd have stuff. Now I've got too much stuff.
Yep. Get a bigger house, get more stuff.
Yeah, we've got too much stuff.
Yeah. Get a bigger house, get more stuff.
I don't want a bigger house because then I'll have more stuff.
That's right.
I want to get rid of some of the stuff I got.
I gotta tell you, I know where that theory comes from, but mm-hmm. I'll tell you what. There was a time when I had a house that was literally 3 1/4 times the size of the house I'm in now. What I discovered is when I took my stuff and spread it out over 3,500 square feet,
mm-hmm.
it didn't look like I had that much stuff. You know, I had a 3-car garage and 3,500 feet of house.
Yep.
And I had rooms that looked fairly barren.
But you had enough stuff to fill it.
Barely.
That's okay.
Of course, when I came and moved here, I had a ginormous garage sale. It sold a
not enough
grip of stuff. Wow. So, Shelley.
Yes?
What would your final words on why do we continue be?
Because God said to.
Ooh. Okay. Mark?
Because I enjoy it.
Look at that. You notice what they did there? You know they both use the same amount of words. Because I have to. That's mine. We all have the same amount of words. Awesome. Mark, who's our friend back east?
That'd be Bruce.
The other white meat.
Here on the 12-Step Gazette at 12stepgazette.com.
.com.
You can go to recovery101.net. Art site. You can scroll down. You can click the link.
And the other links.
It'll take you right to his site.
That was a double click.
That was a double click. Click, click. It'll take you right to his site. You can read his fine publication online. You can get it emailed to you. You can get the subscription prescription. He'll send it to you via the United States Postal Service. If you have a recovery home or a sober living or someplace where many of us sick gather, contact Bruce and he'll send you some hard copies to strew about the place.
Awesome. Shelley?
Yes?
Someone's listening to the show.
On purpose?
We hope.
Apparently. Well, if they've gotten this far on the show, it must be on purpose.
Yep.
However you're listening to the show is wonderful, and thank you very much. However, it would be really nice if you go to recovery101.net and click on one of the shows on the page. Click like. If you are a member of Podomatic, you will have just been counted, and thank you. That helps us with the numbers. If not, you will have an opportunity to become a member, and it is free, so you should probably do that.
And fun.
You can get automatic updates when we post the shows. You can follow us. You can click like and leave comments and topic suggestions. If you leave topic suggestions, please leave them on the most recent show so that Bruce will see them easily, and we will do them.
Do it.
Yes, and you can also put us on your playlist for all your Saturday night needs.
Awesome.
Whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop. You can do the dee-doo boogie. Doo-doo boogie. What the heck are they?
Yeah, you'd think that with the massive media presence we have that we could actually have an actual thing from some news thing.
But then it wouldn't be quite so charming and quirky.
We could have
it
one.
Wouldn't be us.
No,
it would be too slick. What's that
hip, slick, and cool?
Slick and
yes.
Sick.
And we're just not
hip,
that.
Slick,
hip,
and
slick, and sick.
We've got an email address at recovery101radio@gmail.com. You can also send us an email to recovery101radiosales@gmail.com if you would like to join the advertising sales staff. Although,
we're getting full.
We look like we're about to possibly get some new sponsors here. And I did it, so I'll charge my normal, 20% commission. we are happy to be having some people that are looking seriously at working with us. But if you'd like to, and you have a recovery, if you have a recovery type business, we are the perfect venue for your advertising. You can send that to recovery101radiosales@gmail.com. We've got videos at youtube.com/easylook and youtube.com/recovery101rule62.
Don't take yourself so damn seriously.
Yeah, we're not. Shelley?
Yes?
Who's the lead on music by?
Forever Amber.
everybody. Try and leave it better than you found it, and be the example.
We're out.
And take care of you.
You knew me when I never want to see your face again. Come to my concert, you won't be in. In love and war, let the game begin. I got you beat with just a paper and a pen. Thanking God for the foe within. I was raised up right upper middle class. Seemed like I was slumming with trade and trash. Tweakers, eaters, freakers all bound to crash. I hate to say it, but your life won't last.
Lick it, lick it, it's flat.